Time now is 7:41. It is time for the Hope Sports Roundtable, and joining us this morning, it is Ron Weatherby, Jerry Klomparns, the Hamburger Guy, and a student to be named later. So we'll start off with Ron. Ron, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brent, and welcome, everyone, and welcome to a little snow on the ground. There's some sprinkles of snow, I think, still coming down, and a little snow around the station this morning. Well, Coach Krebs, in a good mood today because he doesn't have any pressure for ball game this week. He's taking the week off, relaxing, nothing to do, sit around, watch a little film and things like this. That's about all that's happening, isn't it?
Sort of. We did give the players one day off. We went bowling one day this week. We had our annual bi-week bowling tournament, which is always a little fun. Just do something different, get out of the normalcy of football.
And your score was?
I rolled a 122, and I'm proud of it. No, it was fun.
And your competition was a group of ladies, I understand?
Just the players.
The players, yep. Huh? And you brought one of those along today.
Yep, we have Steve Gerger with us today. Steven, he can tell you his journey, how he ended up at Hope. But great players, put pressure on the quarterbacks all year long. So happy he's part of our team. He's a great leader. He's a great kid. He's a good student. I mean, he's everything we're looking for.
Well, I've been learning his name quite a bit this season as he's been in quite a few tackles. And, he looks good out there at that defensive end position. And welcome aboard, Steve. And, welcome to the roundtable.
It's great to be here. A little early in the morning, but I'm ready to get this going.
Vital statistics, height, weight, and what do you bench press?
It's about 6'3", 225 pounds, and bench press, probably somewhere in the 335, 340 range.
Okay, and then the most important fact, did you beat Coach at bowling?
Did not beat Coach at bowling. Saving it for next year when it really counts, my senior year. So
you're going to practice a little bit to have that,
I'm
huh?
training for it, and hopefully things work out, and I get above a 120 and beat Coach.
Ron Weatherby pointed out that Coach is in a pretty doggone good mood this morning. Not having a game tomorrow might play into that. Having a game that is going to have a championship for the MIAA on the line next week might play into that. Has the whole coaching staff been a little happier and easier going this week or no?
We've been happy, yeah,
the whole team
on our
has.
Days off. Team's been happy, coaches have been happy, but I think we're starting to get into that mood where we see that it's time to get down to business, and we see what's in front of us. Yeah. And that we really
that's exactly what a coach wants to do. You get to the point where you peak for practice and then start refocusing on the next game. Where are you from, Steven?
I'm from Langsburg, Michigan.
Yeah.
Small town just outside Lansing.
How many in your graduating class?
120.
Wow. Yeah. What sports did you play in high school?
I was a football, basketball, track guy.
Three sports.
Yeah.
At your size, I imagine you were successful in all three. What'd you do in track?
400s and shot and disc.
Ooh, well, that's an interesting combination.
Yeah.
You threw the shot put and ran the 400.
Yeah.
That takes an athlete. That's an interesting. What brought you to Hope College?
Well, I started out my freshman year as a walk-on at Western Michigan. Things just didn't work out for me there. I don't know. I wasn't specifically unhappy, but I felt like I wanted more out of my college experience, both academically and athletically. So Hope had been in my top three when I graduated high school, and when I looked back and was looking at, what did I want to do? Did I just want to go home and go to Michigan State, which is close to home, or did I want to look somewhere where I could potentially try and play football still? I called up Coach Krebs, and the ball just started rolling there.
I bet it did.
Visited again and fell in love with it, and I'm here today, so I'm really happy with it.
And what's your major?
Management major, accounting and leadership, double minor.
Management major, leadership and accounting.
Minor.
Very good. How many hours, how many credits
16.
Are you taking this? This semester you're
this
taking
semester,
16? How many classes 16. Is that?
That's four.
That's a full load while you're playing football.
Yeah.
You have a class today?
Yeah, I have class at noon and two today. So
on a Friday.
And work.
And you're working.
Yeah, and I'm working.
And you were bright-eyed getting up this morning and looked great this early in the morning. You get up this time all the time.
I got to get good sleep, I got to be in bed by 11.
Another successful Hope football player.
Well, you got a ball game coming up in another week out there. Who are you playing, by the way?
Albion.
Albion out there. They're sitting on top of the conference right now, and they have a big ball game this week coming up as they have to take on Adrian, a team that had been leading the league for quite a number of weeks, and all of a sudden the last two, they got themselves bumped off. You think you're going to win this week, or you think it's going to be Adrian bumping them off?
I guess we control our own destiny. So whether or not Albion wins or loses this weekend has no effect on our preparation or what we're trying to do. But obviously, if Adrian wins, that's a little bit more optimal for us because we get the chance to win the league outright. But, you know, Adrian's coming off two losses. You know, I'm thinking that they're going to get it back on track this week.
Albion's in first place, 4-0, and the reason we're talking about that big ball game between Albion and Adrian tomorrow is if Adrian gives Albion their first defeat, that means that that Hope Albion game next week, 1 o'clock, Smith Stadium, will be for the outright championship. If Albion hangs on and remains undefeated tomorrow, then the game against Hope will be for a tie. But either way, Hope is looking at a conference championship with a victory next week. That is a huge game.
And an NCAA bid if they win next week, because they would have the tiebreaker over Albion, having defeated Albion. And as a result, that would be the tiebreaker, and they'd go automatically into the NCAA tournament.
We could ask Coach about that NCAA tournament play, but he won't say anything about it because he's going to say one game at a time, and we'll look at that one when it comes.
Well,
right?
I can tell you a little bit about it. I'm on the North Region Advisory Committee for the NCAA playoffs, and we did move up into 10th place in the region right now. There's a lot of football to be played. There's three teams in the top 10 out of Mount Union's conference right now. There are three teams in the top 10 out of the CCIW. There won't be more than two schools go from either one of those leagues, so... regardless, you know, whoever wins our league gets the automatic bid, so they'll be one of the top eight teams, either us or Albion.
Where would that game be played?
It's hard to say right now. You know, it looks like two of the top teams in the country are Mount Union and North Central out of Chicago, so my prediction would be that Mount Union will move to the East region and North Central will be the number one seed in the North. So whoever ends up number eight in our region, I think there's a good chance they'd play North Central.
And it's not a neutral site. It's played at the home field of the highest seeded team.
The highest seed team gets the first round bids.
Well, the last ball game I did with Hope, I believe, was a game against Mount Union a couple of years ago, and I'm sure you probably forgot that one already. Yeah. Because I know
I still have nightmares. I sleep like a baby thinking about that. I wake up every 20 minutes crying. So it's that was a tough ball game. They were a great team. Went on and won another national championship that year.
They were a really great team. We saw it, you know, coming up, and it turned out that way.
Yep.
Well, we're looking forward to that ball game next week. And doing anything special to really get the crowd out there?
I think, you know, we've put together a little promotional video. We've shot that out to a bunch of recruits. I think we're going to have a huge recruiting base there that day. But hopefully get the Hope students out. You know, this is huge. We haven't played for a championship here in a little while. And this is big for our players. It's big for our coaches. And I'd be lying if I didn't say that was the case. I'm pumped about this.
This has to be the biggest football game since your 2007 championship season, and I got to believe there's going to be a lot of community support. You've had great games and big plays.
Yep, we're looking forward to it.
Well, good luck next week, and we'll be keeping an eye on the ball games that happened this week.
Okay, now it's getting a little colder. I still expect to see you at practice one day this week, okay?
Ooh, I'm going to have to get my winter coat out.
Break it out.